Thank you for the introduction, and mostly thank you for having us as EKI here to help the Ethereum Foundation and the development of Ethereum. We are a mobile development studio from Czech Republic, Prague, so our office is somewhere over there. And we are one of the grantees, and we have developed a library, which I will speak about later on. Just some of our background. Like I said, we are here from Prague, and we are quite a big company, not a startup anymore, with over 50 team members. Basically, we develop mobile apps, but by mobile app, there is also some backend and things like this. And we have quite a strong research background as well. That's why we try to connect the two worlds together, the world of blockchain and the world of mobile apps. And besides this cool stuff with blockchain, our regular work are applications like new application for Bundestag, but that's another topic. What we did here is this project, which I will introduce at Friday, so I will not speak about it too much now. But it's the library and code gen for Ethereum for iOS, and basically it allows mobile developers who are developing native mobile apps on iOS to work with Ethereum smart contracts, like if it was an SDK. So there's no need to parse the web interface anymore. It's already released as an open source. If you're interested about this stuff, you can come to my Friday talk. And besides that, I will just mention two other projects we do, and I've asked James if it's okay to mark here Tezos, but blockchain is one big family, as I was told, so that's not a problem. We also do similar stuff for Tezos Commons Foundation, and we also have our own app, which is funny because I was sitting near Tom, and he presented here rock, paper, scissors, which we have as well. But our use case is completely different. This is an app we had in store for about 2 years. It was just a result of our weekend hackathon, and it was very centralized. You can send these messages over not blockchain but Facebook Messenger, and lately, we have implemented there an option to make bets in tokens, which we have used KIN tokens for, because it works quite well as well, and it's based on Ethereum. So this app will be in the store in about 2 weeks. So rock, paper, scissors is really a good use case for blockchain. And besides that, I would like to invite you for some events that will be occurring this week. So at Thursday, if you would be more interested in the dev kit we have developed for Ethereum Foundation, we will have some kind of hands-on workshop for developers in our office. You can freely come there. It's listed on Eventbrite, so just register there. It's called Ethereum's iOS Dev Kit Hands-On Workshop, hosted by EKI, and there we will demonstrate how to create a native mobile app that calls Ethereum smart contracts in less than 1 hour. At least this is what our developers promise, and of course there will be discussion, so you are invited to come. And like I said, at Friday I will officially announce it here in the ultraviolet room. And I would also like to invite you, because the whole week there is a series of site events which is called Prague Blockchain Week. So you can check on PragueBlockchainWeek.com, and there is plenty of events for each night. That's not during the day, during the conference. And some of them take place in our office. So if you would be interested, these events happen in our office, which you will find looks like this. We are in the very top of this building. This is how it looks like, and this is our team, and we will be happy to meet with you. Thank you.